You have your Bibles tonight. I want you to turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the eighth chapter. I feel in the Lord to finish out 1992 with this word. And I'm reading from the Jeremiah 8 and 18. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughters of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Notice this. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. And here's what the Lord continues saying. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? And I'm asking you, is not the Lord God in Zion? I am asking you, is not the King among His people? I am asking you, isn't there balm in Gilead? Isn't there great a physician? Isn't there a great physician? Then I believe it's the will of God for everybody to be healed. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. And I'm asking this audience tonight, is there no balm in Gilead? Come on, church. I said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there not a church in Austin? Is there not a revival among God's people? Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Come on. Then why be downcast? Come on, encourage yourself in the Lord. Praise God. There's some things that we're going to take care of for 92. And we're going to look to 93 with anticipation of great things in God. Is there no balm in Gilead? Praise God. I'm asking Brother Wolfer if he'll come back and pray over this lesson tonight.
Church, let's all bow our heads, bind together and pray. God, we love you tonight. Again, thankful for an opportunity to be in your house, to worship you, to feel what we feel. God, we sit at the cornerstone of a new year and the last message of this year that we'll hear, and asking you, God, to do something in our hearts and in our minds this night. Let this message become a cornerstone message to us, that we can leave the past behind, God, and look to a new year. Look to a new hope, God. No matter what's happened this past year, it's had its ups and it's had its downs. It's had its good times and it's had its bad. But God, we're asking you right now to put faith in us, to encourage us, but let there be a love for your word inside of us. Bind us together, God, like never before. Point us in a direction in this new year. Let this message encourage us. Let this teaching find its intended place in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Would you reach over and pray for one another right now? And ask the blessings of the Lord to be upon each and every one that is here. Hallelujah. Pray for your neighbor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray together, shall we, in the name of the Lord, 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 in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a great hand praise together, shall we, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there no balm in Gilead? This is a statement by the prophet Jeremiah concerning something of his day and hour in the physical realm, but I believe has some spiritual application for the world in which we live today. He asked this question, is there no balm in Gilead? Of course there is. Is there no physician there? Thank God that Jesus Christ, the great physician of all eternity, amen, has the power of the balm of Gilead to heal the souls of mankind. And church, if all of this is true, then why are there so many woes and troubles that are in our world today? Can you say amen to that? In the scriptures that I read to you tonight from Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, if you will notice, there was a series of questions that was asked by the prophet Jeremiah. In verse 22, he began to ask these questions. Number one, is there not any balm in Gilead? Number two, is there no physician there? Now, he was not making a statement of I'm wondering if there is or isn't. He knew good and well there was, because he answered that when he came to the third question. Though he was asking the question, it was an answer to the two previous questions. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Then why is the daughter of my people not healed? And in the third question, he settled the question. There is healing, and there is a great physician. There is a great God of glory who can touch men and women mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And because of the power of the balm that is in Gilead, and because there is a physician, then he asked this question, and I can see him as his heart is breaking in two. Then why are not my people healed? I'm here to tell you that God has provided a way for each and every one of us to have everything we need in the spirit realm. Is there not a balm in Gilead? I believe that the scriptures give us a resounding yes. God has made a way for each and every one of us. And I want us to end up this year in 93, in 92, as we go into 93 with a newfound faith of telling God, God, I'm going to believe you for the best that is in my life. Folks, let me talk to you for a moment. If God has provided all of these things that we need through His Word, then please tell me, how in the world are we living in such a world of so much trouble and so much hurting and so much pain? I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because people are not using the remedy that God has given for them. You know why there's so much trouble in the world? Because people don't pray anymore. People don't read the Word of God anymore. And people don't have faith in God anymore. And they've gotten themselves in the condition that they are in now. Now, when we began to look at these things in the book of Jeremiah, I noticed some things that I see in there about the balm of Gilead. When I look into the scripture, number one, I find that the balm is needed. Now, if there is a sickness and there is a remedy, then whatever the remedy is, then it is needed. Folks, let me tell you something. We're living in a world today of AIDS. It is probably the most prominent talked about disease in our world right now. Do you know if there was a man or a woman that would find a discovery to this one virus called the AIDS, they would be the wealthiest man or woman in all of the world. They would be the greatest hero in all of the world because they would take care of the AIDS question. But I'm telling you, the greatest question of trouble in all of our world is the sin question. But there's a cure for it. It is already found. There is a need for the balm. Do you hear me? Our world is hurting, and our world is hurting bad. If you have your Bibles there before you, I would like for you to turn back with me to Jeremiah, the 5th chapter. Reading from Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, and reading from the 30th verse. A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? I would have never dreamed that I would live to see a world that I'm living in like I am today. People love to have it so. They don't want to be told the truth anymore. I'm finally becoming convinced, according as the book of Revelation says, the Lord said, I will give them a time and a space for repentance, but they will not. I'm telling you, church, we're living in a generation now where people many times don't want to be healed. And it's up to you and I to find those who do want to be healed. Thank God in the middle of this world we're living in, there are still men and women who say, I am hurting and I'm hurting bad. Do you have the answer? I don't have the answer for AIDS, but I sure do for sin. Amen. I'm telling you, there is balm in Gilead. Number one, when I think about balm that he was talking about, number one, there is a need for it. Jeremiah began to talk through the book of Jeremiah about the sorrows and the woes that were in the world in that hour, in that time. And what was going on with those and how bad that they were really hurting. Amen. But I read in Jeremiah 6:16, is there a way? Is there not a balm in Gilead? This is not something that you apply physically, but in the spiritual sense. If you look at Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Jeremiah said to those that were hurting in his time and hour, the Lord has a way. He has a path. And if we will but seek it out, and if we will but search it out, the Lord's going to make a way for us. Folks, let me tell you something. God has an answer for Austin, Texas, but it isn't what they're thinking. I said it isn't what they're thinking. But God has an old path, and if we'll seek it, there's going to be healing for our sin-sick soul. Hallelujah. Because the world really is in trouble, and they are hurting bad. Number one, we've established this fact, really, there is a need for the balm, because there is a hurting world. Number two, when you look at the balm of Gilead, I began to study this out that Jeremiah was talking about, and I began to look and to see where it was coming from. The balm of Gilead came from a very special tree that was in that area and in that land. It was a special tree that was not too far from the daughters where they were living. Jeremiah, talking to them, said, I want you to understand, is there not balm in Gilead? Though it was a question, he was telling them this, I know where you're living, and you're not living very far from Gilead right now. And if you'll but go there, there is a special tree in that city and in that land that is waiting for you if you'll but go there and if you'll but seek it. I want to tell this church something. We've been through a lot, but we're not far from the things of God Almighty. I'm telling you, it's a lie of the devil to tell you God is far from you. I tell you, some of you have been through a lot of trials, but God ain't far from you at all. God's close to you, and God is nigh to you, church. Are you listening to me? Amen. When he said, is there not balm in Gilead? He said, I'm telling you, just a short distance from you, there's a tree, a special tree, and you can go and find it if you want it, if you look for it. I'm here to tell this church tonight and every visitor that's here under the sound of my voice, there is a special tree, and it's called Calvary. He died at Golgotha, but I'm telling you, the power and the effects of Calvary are right here in this building here tonight. Praise God. Praise God. It's not far from us, church. Let me tell you something. I go through a lot as a pastor. And I guess one thing that galls me more than anything else is to hear people with the same problem. and the same situation with just another face on it and another name. They have a problem with this saint, or they have a problem with that saint, or they have a problem on this job, and then they get a problem on that job, or they have a problem with this, and they have a problem with that. And there's just something that rolls across my soul and says, oh God, when are they going to wake up and understand that you have power and that there is a healing for their soul and it's not far from them? Jeremiah told those that were hurting, he said, I want you to know God has an answer for you and it's not far from you. But we seek out one another. We seek out the counsel of one another. And my God, if we will learn in 93 to go seek out that special tree and come to that place called Calvary and seek the face of God Almighty, I'm telling you, it's not far from us. Folks, it's not far from us. I told the Lord in prayer today, I told the Lord, I said, God, I'm telling you before I go in there tonight and before I ever give this lesson, I'm telling you how your people are going to act. I'm telling you, God, I'm telling you right now how they're going to act. And so help me, God, you're doing just what the Lord, I told the Lord you was going to do. I said, God, the people are not looking for this kind of an answer. They're looking for an answer in a better job. If I could have more money to pay my bills, if Brother Clark would just give me the secret mystery key and unlock the door to that wisdom, if God would just put me on a high, high and leave me there, if God would just do this or that. But friend of mine, that's not the way it comes. It's not in more money. It's not in me rattling my brains out. Hallelujah. It's not a better job. If people could just get close to the old rugged cross. I told the Lord, Lord, this isn't what they're going to want to hear. And because they're not going to want to hear it, they're going to lay back on me because this isn't what we want to hear. We want something. We want somebody to walk in here and say, you know what? I believe over here on this side, and start calling my name out. And man, if they just give me the address of my house, you know, that's going around in our world today. There's a brother not too far from here that's got some problems because of some prophets that he, so-called prophets, that he called in that can call out people's name and can call out the address of their house. My God, some of them even give you their phone number. And we say, whoa, that's God. That's what I've been needing and that's what I've been waiting on. My friend, and you never hear about Calvary. You never hear about the blood of Jesus. You never hear about drawing close to God. You only hear about this name it and claim it. Blab it and grab it. My God, that's all you ever hear anymore is more prosperity. Nobody talks about the tree. Jeremiah said there's some balm, and it's in Gilead, and it's not far from you. And there's a special tree there. It's growing. It's there. It's near you. If you'll just make the effort and get up from your place of despair and go to Gilead. If this church will come to Calvary in 93, I'm telling you, you're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders like you've never seen. You want to get out of mental depression? Get close to Calvary. You want to get out of discouragement? Get close to Calvary. You want to get lifted up out of your troubles and get tired of the endless circle? Get close to Calvary. Then, Brother Clark, where is Calvary? Calvary's anywhere where you bow your knees and call on God with all of your heart. There's never been an hour when people in God's churches are hurting so much. And there's never been an hour when people pray so less. There's never been a trouble when there's so much woe. But there's never been an hour when prayer rooms are so empty. And people put that burden on the pastor and say, you do it. You give me the answer. You get me out of this jam. You get me out of this situation. And I almost tremble and shake. Because if I just miss it one little bit, you're going to point your finger at me because some of you have already done it. And said, I knew it. And oh God, I just say, oh my God, does anybody look for that tree anymore at Calvary? Jeremiah said, it's there. It's there. These things about the balm that I'm talking about, number one, it's needed. Number two, it's something that is special. It comes from that special tree. Number three, it is a fragrance. And it's very precious. Balm that comes from that tree isn't gotten easily. They who go and take the balm out of that tree, they go carefully and they work that tree. And did you know on one given day, they can rarely get more to 40 to 60 drops of that oil out of that tree. Because it's most precious. And it's not easily begotten. And that's all you can get out of that one tree. It makes it precious. It makes it valuable. But I want you to hear me now. That flowed from Calvary, those precious drops of Jesus that fell from Emmanuel's veins, it cost something. It's expensive. It was God's blood. Boy, Trinitarian don't know what to do with that. But Acts 20 talks about God's church that He purchased with His own blood. All a Trinitarian can say is the blood of God's Son. God the Son. But we who know who God really is can say that that body that God lived in, He shed His precious blood. However much came out of that body, I want you to know is for the healing of the nations. For by His stripes ye are healed. And I want you to know He who was made sin because of that tree that He died upon, we have obtained righteousness. For you're not bought with silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to make Austin Tabernacle very aware tonight. There's a need for the balm in Gilead. It's special, and it's a fragrance, and it's precious. My God, in 93, if you and I will take the blood of Jesus drop by drop and will apply it to our troubled mind and will put it to our racked body and will touch our emotions with the blood of the Lord and will tell God, touch me again with the power of your Spirit. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, we don't have to be bitter. We don't have to be angry. We don't have to be frustrated. We don't have to bear the guilt of sin. We don't have to live under the hand of judgment. But oh Lord, we can worship God in victory and in power. Hallelujah. 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 I told the Lord today, I said, God, they're not a bad people. This is a good church. I said, this really is only just a cross section of where it is around the world. It's not just something that's here, only in this church. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere. If the prophet Jeremiah lived today, he would look upon the churches of God and he would weep again. The Lord would say, I'm astonished Then the Lord would say, I am hurt because my people are hurt. And then the Lord would say, is there not any balm in Gilead? Oh. Is there not any power in the blood? Is talking in tongues just some kind of jibber-jabber? Or do my people speak as the Spirit gives them the utterance? Do they still have faith when they pray in my name? Can they speak to this mountain and command it to be moved into the sea? Can they speak to that tree and command it to be plucked up and thrown into the deeper sea? Do they still have faith? Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Clark, how should I answer this? I'm going to answer it by according to what God said. Is not the Lord still in Zion? Jeremiah said, we have been plucked up by an enemy and we've been thrown in a strange land. But he said, I'm telling you by the word of God, look back to Zion. God is still there. He is still there. The throne is no longer occupied by a true king, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has still got it all under control. And whether you can see it in the physical sense, I want you to know in the spiritual sense, the King is still among His people. Oh, Brother Clark, I don't see it in the physical sense. I don't see it with the naked eye. I can't comprehend it. Oh my, God took care of both conditions. He said, I'm telling you, in Zion, the King of Glory is still there. And wherever you are and whatever you're going through, God is still among His people. You know what some of you need to start doing? You need to start talking in the terms of the blood of the Lamb. Back then in Jeremiah's time, it was 40 to 60 drops from a tree per day. From a special tree in that land that you had to go to. Now, it's the blood of Jesus from the old rugged cross. And there ain't nowhere you got to go but down on your knees. I have never been to Jerusalem. But people say you've got to go or you really don't understand. Until you've seen that place of the skull, you just really can't have the feeling of Calvary. I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. I don't need a ticket on any airline to get me to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. I don't need a travel agency to buy me an $1,800 ticket for a 10-day holiday, a Holy Land tour. All I need is a closet of prayer to get down on my knees and to pour out my heart and to say, Lord, I need something like I've not had in a long while. Quit complaining. And my God finds you a place of prayer and pray until you touch that place called Calvary. He's on the throne and He's with you. He said, lo, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. He said, I am with you now, but in that day, through the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I shall be in you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Kilavoja Sundaya Kabasataya. My God, you may be seated. The two things that made the balm of Gilead so expensive and so valuable. Number one was what it could do, which I'm about to talk about. And number two is because it was so little that you could get of its precious drops from each tree day by day. But oh, that reverses in the blood of Jesus from the old rugged cross. It's not only because of what it can do, but what makes it so valuable is that it is limitless. Brother Clark, then that is not according to the capitalistic theory of demand and supply. According to the demand and according to the supply, something is valuable. That does not fit in the capitalist thinking. What makes it so valuable is that there's so much. Oh, God. From the tip of South Africa, from the Antarctic to the Antarctica, from the west to the east, into every village and hamlet, from those metropolitan areas to the little communities. My God, whether rich or poor, whatever your color of your skin, whether young or old, I'm telling you, is there not a tree called Calvary? Then what makes it so valuable is it's for you, and it's for me, and it's for whosoever will. Folks, you better get ready. You're going to hear preaching on the blood like you've never heard it before. Woo! My God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, church. Woo! Praise God, you may be seated. I can't get off of this, so I better hurry because I'm fixing to meddle a little bit. But you know what? Sometimes people feel like if I can just get it off of my chest, if I can just get it off of me. And the thing is, though, you don't know, you're dumping it on somebody else. And you walk away and say, oh, I feel good. And, and that other person, when you walk away, they're going, oh, I feel rotten. Well, Brother Clark, they don't tell me that. Of course they don't. You think while you're pouring out all your woes and tell them how bad you've been treated and what's been done to you, you think they're going to say, would you shut up? No, they love you. They're not going to hurt your feelings like they may think that. But they're not going. And some of you are going, oh my God. Oh Lord. You know what? We feel like the more we can talk about it, the better it gets. No. No. That's what psychologists say. No. The more I can talk. No, that's what psychiatrists say. Tell me about it. They don't have any power. Just tell me and it'll get out. It doesn't get out that way. But you go to the cross. And you lay that at His feet. I told the Lord, I said, God, they're not going to want to hear this tonight. I said, this just is not the way to end 92. They're not going to want to hear this. This is not going to make some people happy. Well, Brother Clark, who is it? Can you tell us who it is? Well, your ear looks like the end of a phone. It's kind of cupped. And your mouth has all this wire looking where you had it pushed up so tight.
Don't tell anybody. And my God, whatever you do, don't tell Brother Clark. But I just got to get it off of my chest. I'm going crazy. I'm losing my mind. But don't tell anybody.
Y'all think I'm kidding, don't you? Some of you set out till 2 and 3 in the morning telling somebody. I wonder what would happen if you would come to the house of God about midnight and walk in here and find yourself a place to pray and say, God, is there no bomb in Gilead? Is there not a physician? It's not the Lord in Zion. It's not God still with me. And just start walking these aisles and praising the King of Glory. Oh, until you feel it. Precious blood. Wonderful blood. The sweet fragrance of the healing of the blood of Jesus. Touch my mind. Touch my body. Touch my soul. Lift me up. Pick me up. Carry me on, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, somebody ought to clap your hands. Somebody ought to clap your hands. It's close. Woo! It's close. Come on, folks. When you get uptight, don't jump on one another. Go to the cross. When things are going bad in your home, don't chew one another out. Go to the cross. We're going to live under the blood of the Lamb in 93. Clap your hands to Jesus. Clap your hands to Jesus. Is there no blood in the church? Oh, is there no blood in the church? Woo! Is there no physician in the church? Would you praise Him right now? Oh, my God, my God. Let the blood of Jesus heal and deliver tonight. Forgive the sinner. Touch the church. Praise Him, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Praise God, you may be seated. Fourth thing that I find about the balm of Gilead was its marvelous purity, proprieties. There was something in that balm that would draw out the corruption and would send in the healing. It was unexplainable, but God had it in the earth for that hour and for that day. Because there was so much sin and corruption, Jeremiah the 8th chapter, the 17th verse, the Lord talked about serpents and adders that had gone in among His people. And He said, they are there and they will not be charmed. He said, but they will bite you. Jeremiah, through the word of the Lord, said, there is nothing within your power that will turn these things away from you. They'll not be charmed. There's no sweet talking this away. There's no burying your head in the sand saying it's not so. We're not going to do that in this generation. Church, we're not going to do it. We can say it's always been said. No, it's never been like this. No, I'm sorry. There's never been an hour like this hour. This hour will not be charmed. Do you hear me? It will not be charmed. And in a study of the adder, it is one of the most poisonous. Its bite can kill someone within 18 to 20 seconds.
within 18 to 20 seconds when you're bitten by it, you are a dead man. But Jeremiah said, the Lord has a healing for His people. Glory to God. The Lord has a healing for His people. I'm telling you now, you're not going to talk your troubles away. You're not going to try to act like they're not there. And my God, you're not going to walk away from them. You better handle them and take care of them. If you don't, it's going to get you in trouble. Praise God. Hallelujah. It'll kill you. Bitterness will kill you. Hatred will kill you. Jealousy will kill you. Envy will kill you. Strife will kill you. It'll destroy you. It'll destroy your church. And move its way among the people. But I'm telling you, as long as we got the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen to me. Listen to me. Sometimes God's people are too easily offended. Folks, Jesus said, you're going to suffer tribulation. Well, Brother Clark, I just never expected it from that source. Well, then you don't understand what it's like to live around that tree. Jesus said, except you take up your cross and follow me, you will not be my disciples. Well, Brother Clark, I can do it by myself. I don't need anybody else to crucify me. Beg your pardon? You drive the nails in your feet, and you can drive one nail in your hand if you're good at it. But you got one hand left. It's going to take somebody else to put that up there. Well, I guess you're telling me that it's no bed of roses, huh? One down, 1,000 to go. We're on our way. But I ain't got all night. If you ain't got it by now, you ain't got it. Hallelujah. Folks, man's life is short and full of trouble. When a man is born, the sparks fly up, Job said. Oh my God. But he came to this condition and conclusion. Though the Lord slay me, yet will I worship and serve Him. Oh, my God. Come on, honey. Put your weeping blanket up and get your praying shawl on. Woo! Hi, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. The power of the balm of Gilead and the power of the blood of Jesus of Calvary is awesome. Had a dear friend that pastored a precious woman. I knew her. And this woman had a lot of trouble in her life. And a lot of it was because of her own doing. But because of situation circumstances, her mental state became quite erratic. She loved God. She went to church. She was faithful. But she was losing it, and losing it fast.
and nothing seemed to help her. She had no comprehension of the blood of Jesus. She had no comprehension of Calvary. And then the Lord gave her a vision and a dream. And in this, she saw a chicken coop. And she saw this chicken running back and forth in front of the door, and there was a serpent. When that chicken would get near that door, that serpent would throw in its head. And when he did, he would strike at that chicken. And that chicken would flop and squawk and run and jump. Remind you of anybody? No, I ain't talking about it. I'm talking about you. You said, yeah, that does. That reminds me of... No, I'm talking about you. I wasn't talking about them. It's talking about you. Look at the ceiling, Brother Clark. Look at the ceiling. Look at the lights. 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 And in that that God gave her, while that chicken was a-flopping around, the Lord spoke to her and said, look at the serpent the next time he sticks his head in the door. And watch it when he opens his mouth. And so she watched in the spirit. And when that chicken got near that door, that serpent threw its head in and opened its mouth. And she said, Lord, its fangs are gone. He said, yes, that's right. I took them out at Calvary. He's still a devil. He's still a slimy serpent. He's still the liar and deceiver. He's still old Satan. But I'm telling you, he's missing something. He doesn't have it anymore. The sting is gone. The bite isn't there. By the power of the balm of Gilead. Woo. Come on. He'll put you in your right mind. He'll put your feet on the solid rock. Come on, church. You're going to look at 93 like you ain't never seen it before. I'm not going to be the same. Devil, you are defamed. Oh, clap your hands to the Lord one more time. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. For he has not given you, friend, the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. You may be seated. I'm going to talk to you people. Now you listen to me. You're growing up. It's time to put away childish things. It's time to quit easily be offended and get so easily discouraged. It's time to be strong in the Lord. Quit yourselves like soldiers. Come on, fight the good fight of faith. Trust in the blood of Jesus. You know what worry really is? Worry is nothing more than telling God you don't trust Him. People who continually worry have never gone to the cross and stayed there until. I remember the old story about Andrew Urshan, one of the greatest men of God. Brother Nathaniel Urshan's dad has gone on to his reward. Matter of fact, the great revival that's going on in Russia right now, thousands are receiving the Holy Ghost baptized in Jesus' name. It was because of old Andrew Urshan. They went back in the early 1900s and come up through Russia and Europe, Persia, and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was over in an old mission in Chicago on a cold, cold, blustery winter morn. He had gotten in a place and gotten down and prayed and got an experience in God he had never had before. He said, I had a vision of Jesus on the cross. I saw the Lord. I saw the blood. I saw the power of the cross. And he came out of that little place that he had been in prayer, and he stepped out in almost 0 degree weather. And he had forgotten about the cold. He didn't even feel it. He was walking the streets of Chicago praising God. It was so cold that literally, physically, the ears on the side of his head began to droop. And a bus that was slowly making its way, a city bus making its way down the icy, snowy roads, somebody let the window drop and screamed out, "Say, mister, don't you know your ears are falling off?" And he wrote in the book, he said, "I was so lost and caught up in God that I didn't even notice my own physical body was going under a change. The cold literally was taking the ears from their place and dropping it." I don't recommend that, but I wonder where this church is going to go in 93 in God. Have you ever been locked in with God for so long until you didn't care anymore? That you didn't care what anybody said. You didn't care what anybody thought. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever been to that place in God that nothing ever mattered anymore? You had found the balm of Gilead. You knew you had gotten to the place where Jesus could make a way. Let me tell you the oddity about the balm of Gilead. It's hard to get to extract from the tree, but it's easy to apply. Did you know the balm of Gilead does not even take a physician or a medical doctor? When they put it on, a little kid could walk in to where that ointment was, take it, and simply put it on the wound. Nothing unique, nothing hard, nothing out of the ordinary. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus didn't come easy. He died for you and I. But it's not hard to apply it to your life. It's not hard at all. It's very, very easy. The final point is the balm does no good if you don't apply it. Jesus passed by that woman with an issue of blood, and it wouldn't have done her any good had she not reached out and touched the hem of his garment. Come on, saints. Come on, church. Come on, church. Are you spiritually deaf that you cannot hear tonight? Come on, church. Are you spiritually blind that you cannot see? Would you bow your heads? Would you talk to the Lord right now? Oh, God, my Father. Thank you. First of all, my son, I speak to you, to whom I would have used this night. But you have gotten to such a place in your life now that I have a very hard time moving through you and using you. You have told me, Lord, another time and another place, and I will do it and I can do it. But I am not your God. Are you not my vessel? Will I not use you? It does not matter your condition, whether encouraged or discouraged, whether you are up or whether you are down. Am I not the Lord God? Do I not have power? Why do you let the devil and your flesh challenge me? I am a God of great mercy and glory. Hear me, my son. My anointing is upon you, and my spirit is with you. And I would have given you the interpretation this night. But Satan has come to take your victory, to beat you down. But am I not the Lord God of glory? None shall challenge me and go unchallenged. I will meet every foe. I will meet every spirit. And I will defeat them utterly and destroy them by my power and by my spirit. I am the Lord God. And there is none else beside me. I have all power in heaven and in earth. Now hear ye, my people. There is a spirit that has come against my churches to take from among them the power of my blood. The spirit of hell has lifted up itself and has come against my people, and they have backed away. But I am calling my people afresh anew to stand and to see the salvation of the Lord. Hear you, my people. He fears my blood like he fears nothing else. When you plead my blood, Satan trembles at the call of that power. For it reminds him of that hour and of that day when he thought I was defeated. But oh, you my church, hear the word of the Lord this night. I am alive forevermore. And because I live, there is power in my blood. It is not dead, but it is alive. Oh, it was not swallowed up in death, but it is alive even now. And when you plead that blood, all powers in heaven and in earth and under the earth must bow to the power of the blood. Hear you, my people. Think it afresh. Think it anew. Stand forth and declare it unto the devil. If you do not use it, it will have no power in your situation. But oh, hear me this night. If you'll arise from your place where you're sitting even now, and will lift your hands and tell every foe, you are defeated by the blood of Jesus. I will begin to do something even this night in your life that you will know I am the Lord. And am I not in Zion? And am I not with you? Ah, God, let's pray. Woo! Come on now. Lift your hands. Worship God right now. Jesus. Some of you, my God, you've gotten so far out from under the blood, you can't even breathe it anymore. Oh, but some of you have been hungry for some things from God. Dwayne, step out in the aisle, son, and lift your hands under the power of the blood. Greg Ballou,
step out in the aisle and lift your hands under the power of the blood. Woo! Kelly, step out in the aisle. Lift your hands under the power of the blood. Let her through. Let her through. Oh! Something is happening tonight. Is there no blood in the tent? Woo! It's not her king there. It's not her king there. It's not the King of Glory in Zion. Anybody else? Anybody else want to step out in that aisle and lift your hands? Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, Brother Reddy. Come on. Woo! Jesus. Woo! In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. Woo! Devil, you ain't got any fangs. Devil, you ain't got any fangs. You're defeated. Come on, church. Every saint ought to be on your feet right now. Everybody ought to be on your feet with your hands lifted right now. You ought to be telling the devil, devil, you are defeated. I want you to know in 93, you're whipped. You are whipped. You are whipped. You might as well understand it now. Woo! God have mercy. God have mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Reach over and get somebody with a hand lifted toward heaven. Reach over and get about a hand lifted toward heaven. I will not take it off of the devil. I will not take it off of the devil. I will not. Nothing but the blood. Come on, church. Woo! Is there no blood? My God, is there no blood in the church? Get the Holy Ghost. 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 Everybody pray for somebody. Lift up one another's hands. You're going to make it. 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 This is going to be a great year for you in the Holy Ghost. Here tonight in the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. Yes, we're going to be.
rising up tonight here in the Holy Ghost. Praise Him. Oh, my. Jesus. Come on. Jesus. Oh, Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. The precious blood. The precious blood. Lay hands on one another. Encourage one another. Lift up your brother's hand. Lift up your sister's hand. Lift it up to heaven. There it is, church. There it is. 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 Oh, precious blood. Sweet fragrance from glory. Not 40 drops. No, not 60 drops. My God, but a blood. Woo! A blood from Emmanuel's vein. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Oh, I'm free. Somebody get close enough to God right now. Would you do it? Would you get real close to God?